Welcome back to the How to Be Irresistible to Women newsletter series, your source for tips and techniques to make you irresistible to women. I'm James Brito, and I'm Irresistible to Women. Now it's your turn. Today's lesson is Meat Eaters, Developing Your Social Skills, Making Great Impressions, Part 1. Only here on triplerelationships.com. So I've got this buddy who always complains about the sales guy he works with, Julian. You've probably met guys like Julian. The guy who dropped out of high school, never went to college, talks like a surfer, yet makes boatloads of money, has a great job, and is surrounded by women. What gives? Why is this dropout who failed math so successful at business? Why is he doing better than you when you've been to college, you've gotten the good grades, and you've worked your butt off? The answer is pretty simple, actually. There's an old business maxim that states, people buy from people. Guys like Julian may lack book smart skills, but they make up for this with people skills. And that's why customers, and women, buy from him. These guys might not have passed calculus, but they do know that if you add confidence and charm, subtract anxiety and self-doubt, your chances of success, well, multiply. In today's lesson, we'll discuss the importance of social skills, not only towards women, but towards men. Because as relationship guru David DeAngelo says, if you know how to act around other guys like alpha males, that takes you a long way down the road to knowing how to act around women. Fortunately, we're also going to stress the importance of being yourself, how letting loose and having fun, relaxing in the presence of women, will make all the difference. The topics we'll be discussing are, number one, getting people to like you. Number two, creating an impression. Number three, doing the unexpected. And number four, enjoying yourself. Only here on How to Be Irresistible to Women.
You're listening to an exclusive broadcast of How to Be Irresistible to Women on triplerelationships.com. Now it's your turn.
Welcome back. Let's first talk about getting people to like you. Now, that's a topic that's discussed in lots of self-help books, and it's almost forceful. Making people enjoy your company. Making people respect you. But you can't force people to like you. You just have to know how to create a memorable impression. People remember people who are different, who separate themselves from the pack, and make them remember them. For me, the most important attitude to have first is to not care if a person likes you. That's right, don't care. Because the more you care, the less likely they'll actually enjoy your company. They'll see it in your face, in your body language, they'll know that you're trying to impress them, and that doesn't impress them. And this applies to both men and women. The truth is, you can't get everyone to like you. It's impossible, and to be honest, there are people who are just not worth your time. So don't worry about it. But impressions are just like expectations. Just like when you don't expect something, you often get it, so it goes with caring about whether people like you. Act like you don't care if they like you, and they more likely will, because they'll see that you're independent, that you don't need their approval, and they'll like that. You've already created an impression just by being carefree. And carefree is likable. Have you ever noticed that the guys who get girls often act like it's the last thing on their mind? Like they couldn't care less if the girls were around them? The reason this attitude works so well is because the man is doing the opposite of what's expected. Girls have come to expect guys to slave over them, to be at their bidding, to always ask them how they're doing and what they want. Cool, successful guys like Julian don't do that. They're the boss, and girls should be lucky to be in their presence. They have so much going on in their lives, they have a direction, a path, that if the girl comes along or not, hey, it just doesn't matter. If she doesn't come along, someone else will, and that's cool.
It's your turn. triplerelationships.com.
So let's look at five ways to make women try hard to impress you. Number one, leaning back just a bit. This is strong body language that communicates to women that if they want to talk to you, they have to make the effort to lean into you. It's a very powerful way of gaining control of the situation and putting you on top. It's subtly saying, hey, if you want to enjoy my company, you're going to have to make the effort, not me. People come to me, I don't come to them. Really good stuff. Next, teasing. When you tease a woman saying things like, oh, who picked out that dress? Your grandmother? You communicate that she has to impress you, not the other way around. The best part is that girls want to earn a man's interest. They don't want a man desperate for validation, who's always serious and nice to them. This is how you end up in the friend zone. On the other hand, a man who already has validation and who can afford to bust a girl's balls by teasing, that turns them on in a big hurry. Teasing is very sexually charged and can do wonders for your game. I always tease girls, no matter how hot she is, because I'm subtly saying, I'm the boss, not you. You can't fool around with me, I fool around with you. And if you're gonna tease back, that's no good. I don't take that. I only get to tease you. The thing is, women, especially hot ones, love this. They love to know that their man is the boss. And the girl will have to do all the work if she wants to sleep with him. Number 3, make her curious. Smooth guys like Julian say things that get girls curious, like, wow, I just can't believe how much my life has changed since I was in prison. Or, man, I feel like I can really trust you. There's so many things I've never been able to tell anybody, but I feel like I can tell you. Guys, women love secrets, so if you can hint at having some secrets, especially naughty bad boy ones, you're guaranteed to have her interested. She will be impressed. And when she's interested, you're in control. You have her attention, you have her interest, and you're the boss. That allows you to do things like teasing her. Never give it all away. Just say, it's too bad. You'll have to wait till next time to find out. Or, man, stop being so nosy. These things are serious. I don't think I can trust you enough. Obviously, you've got a loud mouth. Women love to be led on and do the chasing, as you know. Which brings us to the next point. Number 4. Don't chase girls around. Instead, make them chase you. Smooth guys like Julian do this by teasing, threatening to leave, leaving just when things are getting good, and talking to several girls throughout an evening. Never just one woman. You never want to spend too much time with just one woman. Instead, before things get awkward, tell her you have to go. Tell her you've got to talk to your other friends, Amy and Jessica, or whatever are the names of some girls you've met. You can even make up some names and point to a certain girl. Girls are jealous beings. They live off jealousy. So if you can show them that you can get more girls than just the one you're talking to, she will instantly become attracted to you just out of jealousy. Talk to as many girls as you can. Never hang around one too long. This is a great way of leaving a girl wanting more. Speaking of which, the final method is just that. Leave her wanting more. Naturally, you don't want to give away too much. 99% of guys give away all the surprises way too soon. They give out all the interesting facts and secrets about them. And just like you want to save the best for last, you want to save your best stuff until you really get to know a woman, or ideally until you've gone all the way with her. Kind of leads her on until she gives you what you want. If you've given away everything at once, what's to make her give you what you want? So ways you can leave her wanting more are by doing things like leaving just as a conversation or kissing is getting good, and saying you've got to go meet your friends. Even better is by making them more important than the girl. She feels like she has lesser status than you and your friends, and she will be desperate to get your approval. Get a girl seeking validation and you're in complete control. You become truly attractive and you can get what you want from her all the more easily. It's a lot better than trying to get her validation and doing things on her terms, isn't it? Most of all, you're showing a girl she needs you more than you need her. How unexpected is that?
It's your turn. TripleORelationships.com.
I'm back. As you can see, doing something unpredictable is very attractive to women. It's also useful for making guy friends or new business partners. At the end of the day, people buy from people, so if they like you, they'll do business. But if they don't, you're out of luck. Doesn't matter how smart you are. When you do something somebody isn't used to, whether it's a man or a woman, you're breaking their state, breaking their habits. All bets are off, and they're curious. They like you, and that gives you control. For example, when you meet a girl at the bar, what do you usually ask her? Do you say, what's your name, or, oh, what do you do for a living? Boring, predictable, expected. Your chances of her liking you are pretty slim. But what happens if you do something she's never seen before? Think right now of something you've never done before, something crazy. Not rude, not arrogant, just fun. Imagine going up to a girl and challenging her to a game of rock, paper, scissors, with the winner getting a free drink. How different is that? Totally breaking your state. And totally creating an impression of you as a unique, funny, fun-loving guy. Very positive traits. As relationship expert Craig says, whether it's positive or negative, getting a reaction out of somebody is huge, and they will remember that. If you can spark an emotion in someone, it will make an impression on them, good or bad. And as you know from my lesson on attention, there's no such thing as bad attention.
It's your turn. TripleORelationships.com.
So you've heard me speak about how doing something unexpected will improve the impressions you make. You do this by breaking girls' states and offering them a whole new, fun experience. Being unpredictable gives you the chance to turn meeting women from something laborious and intimidating into something fun and enjoyable. You can be unpredictable in these five ways. Number one, leaning back and open body language. Number two, teasing. Number three, making her curious. Number four, don't chase girls, have them chase you. And number five, leave her wanting more. Finally, remember that for more high-quality, specific strategies on how to develop winning social skills and impress the woman you're after, even how to have them trying hard to impress you, then check out The Art of Impressing Women, my new interactive audio course. It's got tons of information on what you need to say, how to act, what attitudes to develop, everything. You can find it at www.000relationships.com/2woman. That's 000relationships.com/2woman. Additionally, I'm offering you the ability to buy just the Art of Impressing Woman interactive audio course. You'll get more than a dozen excellent audio sessions that will teach you how to make the impressions and how to develop a winning personality. You can get it directly at www.000relationships.com/orderimpress.php. That's 000relationships.com/orderimpress.php. Hey, you've come this far. Why not go further and learn the ways to get any girl you want and how to make dynamite, unforgettable impressions? Now it's your turn. This concludes today's edition of OORelationships.com's exclusive newsletter series. For more information about me, James Brito, visit my website, 000relationships.com/2woman. That's 000relationships.com/2woman. OORelationships.com. Now it's your turn.
Copyright 2006, OORelationships.com, a unique design company, all rights reserved.